Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, welcome to episode 199. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How are you?
Did you say 199?
I did.
You didn't stutter?
I didn't stutter.
Stutter.
No, I did not. 199.
That's close.
That's what it says right here. I typed it out, too.
Too close for comfort?
Is it? Almost the
200. It's a great show, by the way, Too Close to Comfort, or yeah. Too Close for Comfort.
Yes.
Back in the 80s.
That's back in the day.
Didn't we say when we got 200 we'd be done?
Yeah, we did. I think that Todd forgot though. Todd
I did forget that.
Forgot
I
that.
Did we say that?
No, I thought. I no. think you said we were going to start using NOS at that point. Turbo.
Yeah, we're just starting.
starting. 2025, right?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's the first recording of 2025.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a runny nose here. You guys doing all right?
Is that the most?
Yeah,
most
good.
Is that the most athletic part of your body is your nose because it runs all the time.
Well, they say I'm backwards. My nose runs and my feet smell. Should have used that as my dad joke.
I know, man.
I was gonna
all
say,
this
we're
wasted
not at
material.
The dad joke point.
That's a classic one.
Waste not, want not. Right.
That is a classic.
Is your refrigerator running? Better go catch it.
Oh, this is terrible. This is starting bad. Starting bad already.
So bad it's good.
So we have the day off today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. We can do some maybe extra recording.
We're off, but mm-hmm. we're on.
That's true.
Right?
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. We're off. something like that.
Switched
something
on.
Something like that. Yeah. Nate, what have you been doing for your days off?
A lot of lounging around.
Good.
Something sounds I don't get to wonderful. Do a lot.
That is
glorious.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Watch a lot of movies, a lot of shows.
That's good.
Yeah.
You watch any good ones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've watched, I'm all caught up on Skeleton Crew, mm-hmm. Star Wars.
Yeah, that's Star Wars.
And then watched Agatha All Along on Disney Plus. That was good. Got the first season done on that. Watch a few movies. What did I watch? Oh, the third Venom. Watch that.
We went to see Mufasa, but that was the
yeah,
at
we
the
went
theater.
Saw
yeah,
Mufasa. Yeah, that was good.
I saw the back of Nate's head. That's all. I went up there and I was like, Nate, is that you? Because we got there in the dark. We were behind him, and then after I said, "Hey, can I have your autograph? I need that later." You know,
Mufasa.
Mufasa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've heard of Mufasa, but I don't. I didn't know they had a separate.
So it's one of those live-action Disney movies.
They did Lion King that way.
Okay.
Yeah, which I never really watched. I watched a little bit of it, but I've not seen it all the way through.
I think we watched it. It's very similar to the animated one.
But this is just the backstory
Kuda
of Mufasa. Mufasa. Yes, there, yeah. Spoiler alert, they're in there a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, interesting.
Timon and Pumbaa.
I'm still on my West Coast Customs.
Binge. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love watching restorations on cars and trucks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What they do and how they do it, I don't understand. I'm just watching and I'm like, how are you going to do that? The rendering's one thing, but actually turning the rendering into reality, and they do it. Must be nice.
It's magic.
Yep.
It seems like it's magic because, man, he's got 40 employees.
Magic to us, yeah.
40 employees, I read. Anyway, well, yeah, it is. It's nice to have a day off and, I got to work tonight. I've got a cleaning, but it's a quick one.
Where are you going?
Speedway.
Speedway.
My old stomping grounds, yeah.
Spark plugs.
Yeah, that's right. Spark plug country. So anyway, yeah, it's good that we can do some recording here. And I have my little White Castle. I had half of it. I ordered 4 chicken and cheese. I had 2.
Whoa.
I'll heat the other ones up later.
There you go.
Can I borrow your microwave?
Yeah, heck yeah. That's what it's there for, right?
As I just burp in the microphone. Okay, well, hey, we have a sponsor, so let's play that right now.
Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness, and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Thank you, Cultured Creature Beard Balm, for your sponsorship. As always, we appreciate it.
We do.
Yep. I used it when we went out to dinner last Friday.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you looked...
Tame the jungle.
You look sexy.
Tame the jungle.
The facial jungle.
Do you sing Welcome to the Jungle when you're putting that on? Uh-huh.
I walked in. I thought, wait a minute, something's different about Nate.
You did.
You had a glow, and there was
beard was all nice. And
I was like, there's an aroma of masculinity and jungle fever. Whatever that means. I don't know what's going on here. I'm going to stop. But we do appreciate their sponsorship.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We do. We
certainly do.
We do. And coming off of that, guess what time it is? It is Todd's dad joke of the show. I know. Let's do it. It's overwhelming. What did the snail say when it was riding on the turtle's back?
Whee! Oh, sorry. I got one. Did I get one?
It is.
It's only because I've heard it before.
Oh, have you?
That's the only reason.
I clinched.
Whee! Yeah.
It is. Sound
effects are free. I'm not charging for that.
Sean got the first one.
I did. Blind squirrel over here.
Well, yeah.
I'm getting my one nut. don't you start with me, Nate.
All right, I'll do a bonus one since you got that.
I think you should.
Why can't you play hockey with pigs?
Because they're puck hogs?
Close, yeah. That's pretty much it. They always hog the puck.
Hog the puck. Yeah, you did. You did get it. You should get the hockey one, right? We each got one.
Man.
I'm feeling very important.
All right, since you...
Step up your game.
A third. He's like, okay, we're going to do a 27th.
What do you call a snake wearing a hard hat?
Leatherhead.
Hmm.
No, not leatherhead.
What?
Leatherhead, I said.
Boss?
No.
No, you're like, no.
A boa constrictor.
Oh, there that's good.
There you go.
Nope. Didn't get that one. You're like, now I can stop.
I'm done. I'm worn out.
We just started.
There you go. That's Todd's dad jokes of the show.
We are all dads. So.
You did good, though. You guys did good. We. Yeah, I like that one.
You don't.
Did you like my answer to the snake?
What did you say?
Boss.
Oh, boss. Oh, yeah.
That was good.
Snake.
Oh, whoa.
Slither.
Snake in the grass.
Slithering.
Hey, coming off of that, Sean.
Yes.
You got first announcement?
I do. We come here for the guy time, the paranormal, the creepy. But the most important thing that we do is to continue to build a mental health support group and community. So we want you to get help out there. Call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So go get you some help.
Well said.
Hey, you like that? I did pretty good.
Yeah.
You did good.
I've been practicing.
Have you?
I've been practicing not to overdo. Yeah, all right.
With the not bad. Not bad.
Thank you. I'm shooting for not bad.
You're
I did it.
It's pretty good.
So you got to set the bar low.
I wasn't even going for pretty good. I know.
You got to set it low so that...
I'm in your favor, you guys. Kind of.
And don't get too cocky.
I know. Exactly right. Yeah.
Go get you some help. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Hate me.
That's right. I don't know where he came up with haint.
Hate.
I don't know.
I just want to know what our listeners think when they
have they ever caught it?
I don't know. Nobody said anything.
No, but we had. Oh, and I just did it, right? So mm-hmm. off air. So I thought I would highlight that. We also had a really good conversation that we talked about having. We could have had off or on air.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
We'll save that for another time.
That's right. Well, hey, you know what?
What?
It's that time for our listeners to find out what we're talking about.
No, no.
Can
special,
you tell them?
No special announcement.
Nope. I skip over that. If there's not one. Then I skip
over. It is my pick, and it is Haunted Celebrity Graves. And please check out our show notes for the source links that we used for this topic.
Yeah.
This one's mine. You can blame me for this.
Oh. What was that? Gravies.
Ooh.
That's not, yeah, not that kind of gravy. There's no potatoes in this. Mashed potatoes.
No. So anyway, yeah, Haunted Celebrity Graves. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who wants to start? Sean, since
it's
your topic.
This is not much of a, I'll do kind of a preemptive little talk here. And so several celebrity graves are associated with paranormal activity and are considered haunted. A few notable ones, and we'll talk about some of these, are Judy Garland, Rudolph Valentino, Virginia Rape, or Rape, I don't know, I think it's a Rape, Marilyn Monroe, and Jim Morrison. These celebrity graves attract visitors not only to pay respects, but also to experience the alleged paranormal phenomenon associated with them. I think we've talked about a few of them, but at least I know Jim Morrison is one that we've talked about.
Yeah. And
when we talked about, I think you guys, did you guys do Haunted Hollywood? I don't remember if I was around for that one.
It was the 27 Club or whatever it was.
We did do Haunted Hollywood.
We did.
But I don't know. I'm not sure who was.
27 Club we were all involved in. So yeah, you're right. We talked a little bit. So I think we touched on some people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some peoples.
Yeah. Well, you want to start? Who do you have for the first one, Sean?
Judy Garland. She is buried at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Her grave is often reported to have ghostly activity. Fans have claimed to hear her singing softly, and a spectral figure resembling Garland has been seen walking the grounds. This is off the record, but I think there are also little munchkins, too, that have been spotted. But that may just be me messing around with you guys. Wouldn't that be weird? Like, I can't get away from you guys even after the grave.
Judy Garland, huh?
Mm-hmm. She's out there.
She's loving every minute of it.
That's right. I don't know about that. Oh. Depends on whether the munchkins are there or not. I don't think they were very nice to her, according to accounts.
I've heard about that. And the director, he was awful to the staff, to the crew.
The casting crew.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Anyway, that's good, Sean. Nate?
How about Marilyn Monroe?
Nice.
Anybody heard of her?
Not really.
Time or two or 12.
She's buried at Westwood Village Memorial Cemetery in a modest crypt. She used to be married to baseball legend Joe DiMaggio. Sorry.
DiMaggio.
Mm-hmm.
Getting tongue-tied for whatever reason. I'm pretty sure everybody knows of Marilyn Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
After she was put to rest, DiMaggio, he had red roses delivered to her grave 3 times per week for the next 20 years. Mm-hmm. And then, let's see.
They said when he died, I think I posted a thing about that too. He died the 20 years after he said that his last words were, at least I can go see Marilyn.
Mm-hmm.
So he loved her all that time and never got remarried or connected with anybody else. Mm.
So yeah, a bunch of other celebrities visited her graves through the year, or her grave through the year, like Dean Martin, Rodney Dangerfield, Jack Lemmon, Frank Zappa. In 1992, Hugh Hefner bought the tomb next to her so he can pass eternity with the Playboy's first playmate.
That's right.
And then Richard Poncher, who owned the crypt above Marilyn, was even buried face down so he could stare at her in the afterlife.
That's creepy, man.
And not true. But I hate to tell the guy.
Right.
You're not really going to see her.
His widow has since removed his remains and auctioned off the crypt.
She's not
that,
having
that
it.
That is awesome. that is funny.
One thing with the cemetery is the staff is really strict. They try to keep tourists out of it. That way families of the deceased can honor their loved ones and not be
at peace.
Yeah, disrespected by the tourists and all that kind of stuff. They said that you can... they don't have any maps or anything of headstones or grave sites. That way you can't just get a map and find who you...
You can't stare at Marilyn's stones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hers is easy to find, hold on. Because there's a bunch of lipstick kisses all over it.
Which one?
Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn.
Okay. I thought you said somebody else for some reason.
And then it is said that over years, many visitors have reported seeing a pink mist while at her grave.
Oh. See, that's sweet.
Hmm.
So some believe the mist is the spirit of the beloved blonde. Of course, people spot her ghost in a variety of other locations throughout Los Angeles, too. These include the Brentwood Bungalow, where she passed away, and the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel, one of her favorite haunts in life. Because of the many sightings, she's even earned the posthumous title, the hardest working ghost in Hollywood.
Hmm.
Hmm.
She deserves it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hardest working ghost in Hollywood. Well, and job's never done, I guess.
Ever. Mm-hmm. No. Mm.
Yeah, I didn't know that about her grave. It was interesting.
No, I didn't either. And that guy wanted to stare at her.
It's so weird. I didn't know that. I did not know that part of it.
So goofy.
And the widow's like, no, you're not.
Yeah, I hate to tell the guy. Oh, well. That's funny, though. That was funny. He auctioned it off. All right. I guess it's my turn. I have no idea why my voice is...
get your bedroom voice
very,
on.
Very faint here. I've got Jim Morrison. Pierre La Chaise in Paris. I don't know. Do you know how to pronounce that?
I do not. I know it's Francais, so yeah.
Pere La Chaise Cemetery, I'm sorry.
It sounds about as good as I can. Yeah.
In Paris, represents a necropolis par excellence, encompassing 98 acres and 70,000 burial plots. Of course, this particular city houses some of the most famous figures in Western history. These include Oscar Wilde, Honoré de Balzac.
Honoré.
Hold on.
Balzac.
Balzac.
It's not Balzac or something.
Just want to make sure I say that again. Balzac.
Well, he probably, I don't know who it is, but he's probably some distinguished person.
Probably, yeah, we're making fun of him.
Frederick Chopin, Colette.
Chopin.
And Edith Piaf. Okay. Or most of them. Anyway, remember Woody Allen's Midnight in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
If the folks in this cemetery back, let's see, came back to life, they'd throw a party to rival anything Owen Wilson saw. Of course, there's one resident that continues to cause trouble, and that is the Doors' frontman, Jim Morrison. Jimmy, come on.
Heck yeah.
Uh-oh. My phone is going wackadoo. Here we go. My phone. There we go. Despite his abrupt death on July 3rd, 1971, that was the year I was born, Jim still attracts an endless multitude of hippies, nomads, and anarchists. You can recognize them by the six packs of beer under their arms, joints, and disheveled appearances. And despite Pere La Chaise's endless list of interred literary luminaries, famed war generals, and renowned composers, Jim gets all the attention. But according to those who work at the cemetery, this attention is both unwarranted and unwanted. Workers report an endless array of unsavory behavior at the grave, from illicit trysts with prostitutes to black masses and drug parties.
Jeez.
Fans have defaced the gravestone more times than can be counted. One worker even recalls a violent gravesite riot requiring police intervention in 1991, which was the 20th anniversary of the songwriter and poet's death. Among the most fascinating paranormal activity associated with Jim's grave is an eerie photo taken in 1997 of rock historian Brett Meisner. Meisner didn't notice the ghostly blur in the background of the photo until 2002. So it took, you know, 5 years. He sent it to a team of researchers for verification. The researchers ruled it unexplainable and in no way manipulated. That said, the verdict's still out on whether or not Jim broke on through to the other side.
Oh, that's good stuff. Nice.
So there you go.
So
sounds like a party.
It does. And what's a party without Jim Morrison, right?
That's right.
The cemetery that comes up a lot, and I know a lot of the videos and stuff I watched talking about, definitely the Hollywood type, you know, famous people, was the Forever Cemetery. And it's just interesting kind of the background of it. So Hollywood Forever Cemetery, nestled in the heart of Los Angeles, is a resting place like no other. Its name alone evokes images of timeless glamour and stardom, a fitting tribute to the countless luminaries interred within its ground. However, beneath the serene beauty and artistic monuments lies a history replete with sorrow, tragedy, and lingering spirits. It says, a storied of history. Okay, so established in 1899, so it is extremely old, Hollywood Forever Cemetery has been an integral part of Hollywood landscape for about a century, or over a century. It was originally named Hollywood Memorial Park Cemetery and quickly became the final resting place for many of Hollywood's elite. Over the years, the cemetery fell into disrepair, only to revitalize in the late 1990s when it was purchased and renamed Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Today, it's not only a place for mourning, but also a cultural landmark hosting films, screens, concerts, and tours. Can you imagine having a concert in a cemetery? Now, that is an awesome idea. One of the most compelling reasons for the cemetery's haunted reputation is the sheer number of famous individuals buried there. The graves of iconic stars such as Rudolph Valentino, Douglas Fairbanks, and Judy Garland draw countless visitors. These celebrities, whose lives were often marked by drama and untimely death, are said to contribute to the otherworldly atmosphere of the cemetery. So Rudolph Valentino, perhaps the most famous of ghosts associated with Hollywood Forever, is that of Rudolph Valentino. The legendary silent film star died suddenly at the age of 31, leaving legions of adoring fans in mourning. His death was so impactful that a mysterious lady in black began visiting his grave annually on the anniversary of his death, a tradition that continues to this day. Many visitors have reported seeing Valentino's ghost wandering near his crypt, often accompanied by a sense of sadness and longing.
Excellent.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool. I like that.
Lady in black. You think a lady in black will come see us after we die? I hope not.
Lady in right. black.
Like, what in the world?
So, thank you, Sean, for that. That was a good story.
You're most welcome.
Nate, what do you have, sir?
How about Elvis Presley? Anybody heard about him?
Never heard of that guy either. Man, you're really picking out some weird ones. First, this lady named Marilyn Monroe, and now this guy, Elvis Presley, is it?
Elvis Presley, yes.
What an interesting name.
He is currently buried at Graceland, his home, but he did not start there. He was buried at Forest Hill Cemetery, Memphis, Tennessee, and he was buried next to his mother, Gladys. What's that? Gladys.
I guess.
It's a weird spelling. Gladys.
Yeah.
So Gladys. But his fans cannot leave him be. So potential grave robbers also got into the action, forcing Elvis's father, Vernon, to have the bodies of the King of Rock and Gladys exhumed and reburied at the Mediation Garden at Graceland. So Graceland also marks the final resting place of Vernon. Minnie Mae Presley, which is Elvis's maternal grandmother, and Jesse Garin, Elvis's stillborn twin brother. Priscilla Presley, Elvis's ex-wife, wants to be buried there too. I think she just recently passed away, hadn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, not too long ago. Yep.
So I imagine she's probably buried there now. And she and Elvis could spend eternity together. Priscilla even claims to have regular communication with her ex-husband from the spirit realm. I did not know that. According to staff at Graceland, fans bring flowers, photos of the king, stuffed animals, American flags, and other keepsakes to leave at his grave. Approximately 600,000 people visit each year. As you can imagine, this means plenty of clutter. Today, staff remove flowers once they wilt, and mementos get cleared daily. Nonetheless, many diehard fans still refuse to believe the king is dead.
He's not dead. He's not dead.
So I'm at Burger King the other day.
Yeah.
Get it? Burger King.
Actually,
exactly.
A fellow down in Somerset, Kentucky. People say it's possibly him.
Oh, I've seen all the TikToks and the YouTube stuff on that. Yeah,
I like that town, by the way. Side note,
I don't agree with it though. Like, he sings a lot of hymns and like it just. It does sound like him, but I don't know. I don't. I'm not buying it.
While there, whoa,
what happened?
Was that? Is that just? Oh, must be my headphones.
Something go pop.
Yeah, I'm losing my left ear.
Oh.
There we go.
You got another one.
Maybe.
That's why God gave you two.
While there are some reports of orbs and other paranormal activity at Graceland and Elvis's gravesite, flesh and blood rumors prove more common. Some claim the 55-year-old Elvis even made a guest appearance on the 1990s film Home Alone. And a more recent photo of a man with a white beard visiting the meditation garden had caused quite a stir. Many believe it's a still living Elvis visiting his grave on his 82nd birthday.
Don't you think he has better things to do? I hope so. Than to be around seeing the people. They're scaring the crap out of the people.
I think, didn't we an episode on Graceland?
We did. Haunted Graceland, yeah.
People see him in the house and stuff.
Haunted
like that.
Memphis or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, because Priscilla said she saw him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she. Like they see him all the time. At Graceland. Yeah.
Yep. That's what they say.
It's
anyway,
like a no big deal to them.
That's what they say. You'd mentioned Douglas Fairbanks, Sean. I'm going to read about Douglas.
Go for it.
So another luminary whose spirit is said to linger is Douglas Fairbanks, the swashbuckling star of early Hollywood. Fairbanks is interred in an elaborate marble tomb, and visitors have reported seeing his ghostly figure near a reflecting pool, as well as hearing the sound of laughter and faint strains of old Hollywood music. Good old Douglas Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Just a quick one.
Old Hollywood, right? So I got a funny one. So there's a lot of, if you look up John F. Kennedy's grave, and, you know, there's so much history there. There's so much, like, tragedy, obviously, and, you know, burned into all of our psyches, even though, even us who weren't alive during that time. So there's, you know, people have seen ghosts around his grave. There's rumors of an eternal flame. I don't know. I haven't seen it there, but just kidding. That's on purpose. But this is interesting about his grave. So he is, it's him. Jackie's buried next to him, even though she was married to, you know, Onassis at the end. Mm. And then they have two kids that like went before, that passed before them. It says, this is about the man who dug two graves for John F. Kennedy. I did not know this. Did you know that he had to be reinterred?
No.
So more than 3 years after President John F. Kennedy was assassinated, Clifton Pollard, which apparently for 30 years he dug graves there at the cemetery. So he at Arlington, excuse me. And it says Clifton Pollard dug a second grave for the American leader. Pollard first gained attention after JFK was first interred when Newsday's Jimmy Breslin wrote about the president's death from the view of Arlington National Cemetery gravedigger. "It's an honor for me to be here," Pollard said at the time. And he went on to work on a Sunday to make sure that the grave was ready for the president's funeral. He wasn't able to attend the funeral because of the crowds. And then in 1967, 4 years after the first burial, It says, Pollard moved the president's grave. The reason was foot traffic from visitors to the original gravesite was far more than officials expected. And Jacqueline Kennedy, Jackie, wanted to instill an eternal flame. Oh, there we go. That makes sense. As a memorial to his gravesite. The first installation of the eternal flame for the funeral was a rush job, and proper piping had been installed so the flame would be truly eternal. I had heard something about that, but I didn't realize he had to be reinterred. So said, I felt like I was disturbing the president, Pollard said later. JFK's body was moved in secret, rightshistory.com. Only a few people attended his reinterment. Jackie was one of those, and brothers Edward and Robert, as well as President Lyndon Johnson, who stepped into his shoes after he was assassinated just 2 years after. Robert Kennedy, of course, was assassinated, buried by his brother. Pollard didn't dig that grave. Jacqueline Kennedy was also buried there in 94. So, and she died of cancer. So, but anyway, yeah. So I thought that was interesting.
Interesting.
But yeah, there's activity like there is. And I'm sure Arlington, we could probably do a whole, you know, or at least a mini on that one. So all the hauntings, but
I've seen them.
You seen them?
Yep.
I have not.
Did our,
oh yeah, you did go to Arlington. Did you see any activity? No. You saw the eternal flame. I'm sure.
Yeah, I saw the eternal flame. Yeah.
Eternal. And it's a truly eternal now.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It's a turtle.
Turtle. Well, good. Yeah, that was interesting. Thank you for sharing that. Uh-huh. What you got there, Nate?
You guys remember the voodoo queen, Marie Laveau?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She is
New Orleans?
Yep. She's buried down there at St. Louis Cemetery. And when we were down there for our, cruise, we walked by the cemetery, but you can't get in unless you pay for a tour,
right?
Because of the vandalism and everything at Marie's gravesite. She was born in 1801 to free mixed-race parents of African, French, and Native American descent. Throughout her life, she mixed the spiritual influences of her ancestry, giving birth to the New Orleans voodoo. And gaining a vast following that transcended racial lines. Local lore insists that if you draw an X on Marie's grave, yell out your wish, turn around 3 times, circle your X, and leave her an offering, she will grant your wish. But before you get any ideas, today you cannot enter without a tour guide. If you are a woman visiting St. Louis Cemetery Number 1, you might not want to wear white. The cemetery is supposedly home to the ghost of a woman in white who tries to hail cabs. So many cab drivers have reported picking up a woman in white only to find the cab empty when they arrive at the destination, that local cab drivers completely ignore women dressed in white clothing standing outside the cemetery.
I was ready to say, what if you have white on and you really need a ride?
What? You're walking.
You're walking down the street. You were talking. Okay. Well, that answered my question.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Oh, Marie Laveau. She went on without us. 1801. Wow, I didn't know she was that long ago. For some reason. I've got, let's see, the Griffith family. You ever heard of the Griffith? Griffith
Andy.
Family?
Not Andy.
No, not Andy.
Opie.
The cemetery is also home. This is sticking with the Hollywood Cemetery. To the Griffith family mausoleum, where the spirits of the philanthropist Griffith. Wow, check this out. His name is Griffith J. Griffith. And his wife, Tina, are said to roam. Griffith J. Griffith, who donated the land for Griffith Park, was involved in a scandalous shooting. Sounds like I have a speech impediment.
A little bit.
Scandalous shooting of his wife, which added to the dark lore surrounding their mausoleum. Visitors have reported hearing whispers and feeling an oppressive presence near the family tomb. The Griffith family mausoleum. Griffith J. Griffith. Now, that's mean to the kid.
Tina,
that's
even better. Tina J. Tina?
Tina J. Tina Griffith.
I'd say that's even better than Pete Peterson.
Pete Peterson.
Shout out to Pete. That's right.
He'll get a joke or get a laugh out of that. Anyway, so I thought that was a little interesting.
Did you guys see anything about Madame Laveau? Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I was like,
no, just teasing. I was like, man,
wait a minute.
I'm doing that on purpose. But now this one's funny. It is interesting because this is it comes from the same one as Jim Morrison. So that cemetery in Perry. I'm going to have to obviously try to pronounce it too. Yeah, that Perry Lachaise Cemetery, whatever. But the grave of Victor Knorr, and he is known as the sexiest tomb in the cemetery. Describing a tomb as sexy is not something I ever thought I'd hear myself saying, and certainly not words I would hear from someone or someone say to me. But that someone was Colin, a retiree with a talent for storytelling and a penchant for cigarettes. It says Colin goes to the cemetery most days to exercise and was lucky enough to bump into him. Went to the world's most famous cemetery in Paris alone one cold November morning. After fumbling around and getting lost among the graves of millions of people supposedly buried there, I found two vivacious Italian girls who were looking for many of the same heroes I had initially set out on the quest for my quest to find. So they found Oscar Wilde. They found Jim Morrison, and it says so. There was some of the other people you were talking about. They said the funny thing is they were wanting to find the tomb of Victor Knorr. And there are all kind of different pictures. This is every once in a while you'll see this picture of this tomb in the sky where some woman may be on top of it. And it's like, what is she doing exactly? So this describes this. After showing more headstones and some of the stories of some of these people interred, they said, say hello to the sexiest tomb in the cemetery. And they said, once they saw it, they gasped. And so it says, this is Victor Knorr. So the death of Victor Knorr, looking down at the life-size effigy of Victor Knorr, a French journalist who was shot dead by Prince Pierre Bonaparte. Bonaparte was the nephew of Napoleon I, and Knorr was shot after getting caught in the middle of an altercation between Bonaparte and Pascal Grosset, the editor of the newspaper that Knorr was working for at the time. The popular saying, don't shoot the messenger, comes to mind. Read the Bonaparte was not brought to justice. He went to court and his defense team said that Knorr was the aggressor, which led him to avoid any jail time for his murder. I guess it's not surprising given his background. 20 years after his death and after the collapse of the Second French Empire, a tomb of Knorr was commissioned to sculptor Jules Dallot, who opted for a strikingly realistic portrayal. From the individual hairs on his head to the creases in his shoes, no detail was spared. But what happens is the way that they made it so detailed is that his crotch is very detailed as well. And women see that as a sign of fertility. So for good luck, they will kiss him and they will touch him there. So it says the symbol of fertility. Colin told effigy of, effigy of Victor Knorr has become a symbol of fertility and sexual happiness. Rumor has it that if you rub that crotch and drop a flower in his hat, he will bring enhanced fertility and blissful sex life. Won't go on into any more, but you can see people that are, and I'll show you the grave here in just a second.
Okay.
You guys, have you guys seen this guy though? Is,
I don't think so.
So that's what he looks like. So see how that is so lifelike.
Okay.
But you can see that like his lips are also like his lips are rubbed and his crotch is rubbed. And then this is what, and people actually, now this is like a little bit more sensational, but women will go and straddle him to like, woohoo.
Oh, good grief.
And it is, isn't that wild? But that's where I've seen it before and like, what in the world is that lady doing? And there's a story behind it. So,
Nanny, what is
poor little guy. But he looked like, exactly. But he does. He looked like he just like fell dead there. So it is, it's an interesting grave though.
That one's a little risque.
So that, but there's activity there, but it's a different kind of activity than what we've been talking about.
Thank you, Sean, for that. Leave it to Sean.
Hey, that's,
is it Mothman next to him? Rub his butt too.
Exactly right. That's paranormal, sort of. It's abnormal for sure.
Hmm.
You're welcome.
Interesting.
Should have had a disclaimer on that one.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Is it too late?
Yeah, it is. That's all right.
Dang it.
Nate, you got any more?
I have one here. It is the Boot Hill Graveyard, Tombstone, Arizona.
Yeah.
It opened in 1879. Dead outlaws occupy the cemetery. But the people of Old West used the term Boot Hill to describe the cemetery where the people buried died with their boots on. Let's see. The graveyard has some infamous residents, including cowboys Billy Clanton and Tom and Franklin McLurie. who died in the famed OK Corral shootout.
Nice.
Bank robbers and thieves populate much of the cemetery. You can walk around Boot Hill today and read the tombstones' inscriptions to get a good idea of how violent life was out west in the late 1800s. Boot Hill also houses the remains of local minority groups. The town's citizens buried tombstones, Jewish and Chinese community members, along with the murderers, prostitutes, and bank robbers.
Well, there's a snake in my boot. That's all I can think of.
Visitors today claim to have captured the likeness of long past cowboys and outlaws on film while wandering through the cemetery. So if you're visiting Tombstone, don't forget your camera.
That's cool.
I want to go so bad. I want to go to the Tombstone. Mm-hmm. My buddy, the old guy, volunteer at the church, he's been there. He didn't want to pay to go see the OK Corral because they charged. I'm like, you
but
go
not that
there.
Much, right?
That's to see it.
The point of going to see Tombstone, you know you're going to have to spend money on,
I think Aaron said it wasn't even that much. It's not like it's like super costly.
Right. So anyway, that was cool. That was fun. Well, I've got, this doesn't have really any paranormal, but I thought it was an interesting still story.
Victor
on Christopher Columbus.
Ooh. Yeah.
He was initially buried in, I'm getting all the words now today, in Valladolid, Spain, where he died, but as befitting a voyager, he didn't stay there for long, ironically often because of colonialism. First, his son had him dug up and reburied in Seville. Then a few decades later, his body was sent to Santo Domingo for some reason. Then France took the island from Spain, so his body was moved to Cuba. Then Cuba liberated itself, so it was back to Spain with Columbus, at least in part. Okay. A worker at the cathedral in Santo Domingo later found a box of bones implied to belong to Columbus, so they might have accidentally left part of him behind.
Oh, my gosh.
The bones in Spain definitely belong to Columbus, but Santo Domingo refuses to let them be tested. Probably they had built a tourist attraction around them. There you go. There's poor Christopher Columbus getting shipped all over the place.
So you're saying he gets around.
He gets around.
He got around.
He got around. There you go, Chris.
Not just all over town, right?
No.
I thought it was, so we've been talking about that Hollywood Forever Cemetery and coming back to that, not just the graves, but there are some haunted hotspots there that are really interesting. It says several areas within Hollywood Forever Cemetery are particularly notorious for unexplained activity. Ghost hunters and paranormal enthusiasts often visit these hotspots to glimpse the unknown. There's the Cathedral Mausoleum. This mausoleum is one of the most active locations in the cemetery. Visitors have reported seeing shadow figures, hearing disembodied voices, and experiencing sudden temperature drops. The mausoleum's eerie atmosphere, with its grand architecture and dim lighting, only adds to the sense of unease. There's the Masonic Lodge. The cemetery's lodge is another hotspot for ghostly encounters. This historic building hosts events and screenings, but is also said to be haunted by several spirits. Staff and visitors have reported seeing apparitions, hearing strange noises, and feeling an unexplainable presence during events. Then finally, there is the Garden of Legends. That's awesome. This area, where many of Hollywood's brightest stars are buried, is rife with reports of otherworldly activity. Visitors often feel a sense of being watched, and some have captured mysterious figures and orbs in photographs taken near the graves of famous actors and directors. It says there's several theories, and a lot of these things are things that we've covered before. To explain some of these hauntings. Well, obviously, there's a lot of famous people there. One prevalent belief is the intense emotions associated with both the lives and deaths of those buried there have left a residual energy. The residual energy, often referred to as stone tape, which we've talked about that phenomena, suggests that the strong emotional events have imprinted themselves into the environment, replaying like a recording under certain conditions. Another theory, postulates or whatever, that the cemetery's location is the heart of Hollywood, has created a unique convergence of energies. The area, so it's like a little vortex area, right? The area's history, steeped in both glamour and tragedy, might contribute to a heightened level of paranormal activity. Additionally, the ongoing presence of visitors, events, and tours could be stirring up these energies, leading to more frequent ghostly encounters. It says, today, Hollywood Forever Cemetery continues to be a hub of activity, both ghostly and otherwise. The cemetery offers ghost tours, which provide visitors with the opportunity to explore its haunted hotspots and learn about the history and legends of the spirits that are said to roam the grounds. Tourists have become a popular attraction, drawing both skeptics and believers alike.
Hmm.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Haunted Hollywood. Like I said, you were talking about, we've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Been there, done that.
Been there and done that.
Oh, yeah. I have a cemetery in St. Augustine, Florida. It doesn't really necessarily have a super celebrity there, but there is someone of fame, I suppose, for his time that's buried there. So, but I like the story of this place, so I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Founded in 1565, St. Augustine had hundreds of years to accumulate ghosts from every walk of life, including millionaires, pirates, and slaves. Although home... this is the Huguenot cemetery. I probably am butchering the pronunciation of it. Huguenot? H-U-G-U-E-N-O-T. It is home to fewer than 500 souls. The Huguenot Cemetery opened in 1821, just in time to accommodate the deaths caused by a yellow fever epidemic. Because of a lack of medical awareness, legend has it that the terrified town people buried many of these people, including children, alive. Exhumed coffins from all over St. Augustine have scratch marks from people who tried unsuccessfully to escape premature burial. Most visitors report rather benign encounters with the cemetery's undead residents. Women claim to have felt ghosts playing with their hair, while many have allegedly seen a man sitting in the trees laughing.
Hmm.
However, a more serious ghost haunts these parts too. And here's the famous part, or the celebrity. Judge John Stickney was buried in 1882, leaving his children orphans. When they grew up, his children wanted his body relocated closer to where they lived. The gravediggers claim that after exhuming the coffin from the grave, grave robbers stole Judge Stickney's gold teeth.
Oh!
Today, people report seeing the figure of a distinguished man searching for something in the grass. Many locals believe this is the ghost of Judge Stickney looking for his teeth.
Finders keepers, man, right?
That is hilarious.
Possessions 9/10 of the law.
So he wasn't an A-list celebrity, but he was a judge. He was a well-known person.
Yeah, I like that. So. No, that was a good story. Interesting. What do you got, Sean? I'm plumb out.
So I thought this was an interesting. So this is.
We'll end it on this.
Perfect. And this is a grave mystery of a very famous. You know, we talk about celebrities, and we think about celebrities being people that, you know, have lived within the last, you know, decades or century or whatever. But this is somebody that goes a little bit ancient. But it's Alexander the Great's grave. So Alexander the Great's tomb remains one of history's enduring mysteries, and there are several accounts and theories about the location and events surrounding his burial, because he died very young, and they believe he probably was poisoned and stopped from, you know, because he could have potentially at a very young age conquered the entire world. So theories about the location events surrounding his burial that might have haunted him or his successors. According to historical sources, Alexander the Great died in Babylon in 323 BC and was initially buried in Memphis, Egypt, by his general Ptolemy the First Soter. Later, his body was moved to Alexandria, fittingly, right, where it was reburied in a grand mausoleum known as the Sama or Sema. The tomb in Alexandria became a Reverend, or I'm sorry, revered. Apparently, my reading for this year is not going to get any better. Revered pilgrimage site, attracting Roman emperors such as Julius Caesar, Augustus, and Caligula, who visited the tomb and left offerings or took items from it. The tomb's location is now lost, possibly due to centuries of natural and man-made destruction in the modern city of Alexandria becoming an ancient one, or covering the over the ancient one. One theory suggests that the tomb might be underneath St. Mark's Cathedral in Venice, Italy. This theory is based on the idea that when the Venetians dug up what they thought was the relics of St. Mark, they might have also unearthed Alexander's remains. However, this theory is not widely accepted. Another theory postulates that the tomb was in Siwa Oasis, but this is less likely as Alexander's remains were eventually moved to Alexandria. The tomb in Alexandria was repeatedly robbed, with the golden sarcophagus being melted down and replaced with one of glass or crystal. Cleopatra is also known to have taken gold from the tomb to finance the war against Octavian. And the final resting place of Alexander the Great remains an enduring mystery, and the events surrounding his burial and subsequent visits by Roman emperors might have added to the intrigue and speculation about his tomb's fate. So either he is wandering around trying, you know, not able to rest because who knows where his grave is, or he's resting even better because nobody knows and nobody's going to bother him.
That's true.
So
that's true.
I say, way to go, Alexander, right? Leave me alone. Get off my lawn. Get off my grave.
It's like Chris Columbus. He has no idea where he's at.
Yeah, who knows?
Got a leg over here, an arm over there.
Right.
I mean, the poor guy. Oh, my gosh. I like that. That was a good way to end it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Can't be in five places at the same time. Watch me.
Yeah, that's right.
This is a little piece.
Oh,
little
yeah?
Piece. A little piece here, a little piece there.
Excellent. I hope the creepies enjoyed that on celebrity graves. Coming off of that, Sean, I'm going to go with middle-aged moment.
You're wrong.
Oh,
man. What is going on with you? Now, the only reason I'm using this is because I'm stealing this from Nate, who gave me this idea before we even started. And it's CCR's Bad Moon Rising, right?
Oh.
And you joked that John Fogerty, you're like, yeah, John Fogerty, who's not even dead, right? So we're going to go with that. I see the bad moon arising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. This is a good way to start 2025, right? Don't go around tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad mood on the rise. I hear hurricanes a-blowing. I know the end is coming soon. I fear rivers overflowing. I hear the voice of rage and ruin. Don't go around tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Hope you got your things together. Hope you are quite prepared to die. Looks like we're in for nasty weather. One eye is taken for an eye. Well, don't go around tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. Don't go around tonight. It's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the rise. That's it.
CCR. Never heard of it.
Never?
Nope.
Just expanding your horizons, right?
Sure, that's not a middle-aged moment.
It could be. We'll go with it. How about it? You want to do one of those hybrids?
No, that's the middle-aged dark side. Daggone it. That's two in a row.
I almost was and I was going to do a middle-aged moment, so if that gives a little bit of credit.
Well, I was going to go moment, then I was like, no, he'll do a dark side. And then I was like, nope, that's what he thinks.
Uh-huh.
That's what he thinks. I think he's going to think about thinking about
So which cup doing. Has the poison?
Exactly, Nate.
I think.
Exactly. Wait a minute.
We were seeing, what's that?
I know about your
Princess of the Bride.
Yeah.
Princess of the Bride.
Yeah. Both cups have poison.
It's a classic. classic.
I think this is interesting. I did not know a little bit about this. So it's a 1969 hit. The song was lead single, blah, blah, blah. Reached number two. Billboard 100 charts, number one in the UK. It says lead singer, songwriter John Fogerty told Team Rock that the name Bad Moon Rising came from a book. Song titles he kept said, I didn't even know what it meant. I just liked how the words sounded. Lyrics were inspired in 1941 black and white film Fogerty had watched called The Devil and Daniel Webster. He said, the scene I liked is where there's a devastating hurricane, furniture, trees, houses, everything blowing around. The story and that look really stuck in my mind, and and that they were a germ for the song. Fogerty allegedly wrote the song the same day Richard Nixon was elected president. He denies the song was a political subtext. However, the song still became an anthem, both for the troops in Vietnam and anti-war protesters from across the country. So it says the song was a metaphor. I was just writing about the weather. The times seemed to be in turmoil. Martin Luther King and Robert F. Kennedy had been assassinated. I knew it was a tumultuous time. So, yeah. Mm. I didn't know about the Richard Nixon thing.
I neither. Hmm. Yeah. John Fogerty, he's a big sports fan, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's still a bad moon on the rise, right? Dang it.
Well, thank you, Sean, for that. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Hey, shout-outs. Nate, any mm-hmm. shout-outs this week?
No.
Start the year off.
No.
No pressure.
No? No. All right. That's
just been sitting at home, so.
Okay. Shout-out to yourself.
Yeah, shout-out to myself. Yay, time off.
Nice. Nice. All right. No problem. Sean, any
yes.
shout-outs?
Well, I want to shout-out to the Creepies, so we're into a new year. I want to also shout-out and you know, our family, friends, and all those kind of things, too, because they're very important to keep us going. But I want to shout out to you, too. So,
yeah,
happy
boy.
New Year.
Not the old
Love you guys.
To you two guys.
You two guys. but, no, I really did. And the other thing is, and this is so I can highlight this, I'm not shouting out Augie in particular, but more of his mopo. He sent me a text this morning. So, he sent this entire year, he has sent every Tuesday religiously, he'll send me a text. Has scripture, and then it has kind of a personal message, and then it'll say, hey, you know, to me, you know, so I know it's like, it's something that he's sending to a lot of people, but then he also puts a personal message. Then he's been doing this apparently with like 125 people. And he said, he's going to start consolidating into groups if people are okay with it. And he said, if people are saying, hey, I don't really want to receive these anymore. And he's like, this is a good time for you, you know, and I'm perfectly okay with it. But he said, you know, for the people that do want to do it, let me know. And then pick a word for 2025 that you're really going to try to hone in on. And he let everybody know that his was invest, and not just about money, but investing time and investing your energy and really focusing. He said, you know, if I'm on my phone, I really want to invest in what's important to me and the things around me. And so I told him, I said, oh, absolutely. Count me in. I'd love to still get these. I don't care what kind of group I'm in. He said he's going to try to make it where people that you know. The word I picked was revitalize. And that's what I'm going to try to focus on, is revitalizing. Maybe that will help, you know, once I can get some sleep and feeling more revitalized and get me out of bed a little bit easier and have a little more passion. And maybe some of the old parts of me will come back a little bit.
I got that text, too, and I didn't know I was supposed to. I read most of it. It was a long email.
Yeah,
it's a long text. And I tend to fade away on those. So if we don't say anything, then we're still in.
I think so. Yeah. It just at the end, it just said, you know, let me know if you're still interested.
Oh.
And then to pick a word if.
Because I thought he said, yeah. Because I still want to be part mm-hmm. of it. Because I, yeah.
Well, you and I will probably be in the same group, I imagine. So. And he said that way. I think the other idea was if you wanted to support each other in that group and stuff, or hey, like reach out. It's kind of like what we do here as a mental health, or just
sure.
encouraging each other. So.
Right.
Or maybe if you say, don't put me in Sean's group, then you'll be okay.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to do that? Shoot.
You're like, truth be told, I actually told him, I do want to stay, but please don't put me in Sean's
layman
group.
That layman guy.
Put me in Nate's group.
Yay. No, I do appreciate that text.
So shout out to him. I that meant a lot to me today.
Excellent. I was going to say shout out to the Creepies for a great and fantastic 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Our downloads ended. Here we go. 943,603 downloads.
That's insane.
How wow. about that? Yep.
That's wild.
The it's previous crazy. In the year, 473,000 downloads just in the year.
In this year.
Yep.
That's so impressive.
Yep. In the last 365 days. So that's just about it's about half. A little over half in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going on 4 years. So 2024 was a butt-kicking year mm-hmm. for downloads. So thank you, Creepies. We appreciate that. And we're getting close to 1 million.
Yeah. This is the year for that, right?
Be like anywhere between the end of January to mid-February, I'm thinking. Just depends on.
As long as the world doesn't fall apart, right?
That's right.
Way to go, Sean.
What's his name? Who's the guy that did all the predictions? Nostradamus.
Yeah.
Nostradamus.
He said there's supposed to be a huge asteroid hitting Earth in 2025.
Oh, fantastic.
I was about to say that. I was like, hey, they just found an asteroid. They're calling it the Layman.
Son of a buck. I helped them name that, right? You're welcome.
That is great.
Dirt.
Oh, man.
Sounds like a fun year, though.
Oh, shoot. So anyway, yeah.
There's a bad moon on the rise.
There's a bad something. Bad. So shout out to the Creepies. Yeah, that's all I got. Hey, we've got another sponsor. Let's play that.
Hey, Creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings.
So thank you, Greenwood Happy Haunts, for your sponsorship as always.
Love
appreciate
them.
It.
We yes. all love them, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Well,
did,
I
did you hear that?
He said, sure.
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
Nah, I love them. They're good people.
You have to love the Steenburgers.
People. Oh, yeah.
That's correct.
Good, good.
It's in our contract
people.
With them, right?
That's right. That is part
I
of
must
it.
Love them.
I know. They're forcing me.
Right. Well, I don't feel forced.
Well, thank you guys for that. And Sean,
yes.
Second announcements, please.
I've got them. Follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and X. You can email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. We sell all kinds of merch, so go get you some. And please check out our Friday Fright videos on all of our socials. Go get you some of that.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We have 6 shirts left that say horror on them.
Horror.
From medium to extra large. So if anybody's interested, they're going to be $15. So
Buckaroos.
Not bad. Not a bad price for a nice shirt.
And they're nice shirts.
And we are out of our Mako shirts, so... Sean bought the last one.
I did. Well, I needed one. The boys keep stealing mine, and then the horse shirts too. So because I got some of those, but yeah.
Hopefully, yeah, we'll get those.
They're nice shirts.
Yeah, those horror shirts sold. So yeah, I got 6 of them left. Anyway, Nate. Looks here. It's your turn.
It's all about celebrating the gravy. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
For some gravy?
Mm-hmm. Not graves, but gravy.
Well, thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 199 and our discussion on celebrity graves. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.